Unrest in Israel hit on the country's Independence Day. Egypt's hope for religious law change is all but dashed. And street kids are the focus of ministry in Nicaragua, and you can help. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Israel's 63rd anniversary brought conflict and uncertainty. We caught up with E3 partners Tom Doyle in Israel via Skype. While Israel calls it their Independence Day, Arabs call it their Nakba, or tragedy. He says Israel fears a multinational effort to attack Israel on this date, and Doyle says that's what happened.
People stormed the fence coming from southern Lebanon, trying to get into Israel. People stormed the gate from the Golan Heights in Syria. We know at least 12 people were killed in that confrontation. And then also, things started to erupt in the West Bank.
More unrest could propel Israel into a regional war. Doyle is there to speak at a conference, but also to lead a medical missions team in the West Bank.
We find that a great opportunity to show the love of Christ, to share the Evangelion Cube, to share the gospel. And we did see people pray to receive Christ, so we're thrilled about that.
E3 Partners is working all over the Middle East, and people are turning to Christ. Your support can help them do even more. Meanwhile, Egypt's ongoing revolution may have caused some to hope for reform to the country's defamation of heavenly religions law. But it looks as though the law, which Open Doors USA says is essentially an anti-blasphemy law, will stick. Believers and even some Muslims have suffered imprisonment over the last few years for merely exploring non-Orthodox ideas about religion. Continue to pray for boldness for Egypt's Christians. You're listening to Mission Network News. Nicaragua's street kid problem is growing severe. A third of the children never enroll in school or drop out by sixth grade. Howie Hooper with Orphan's Heart says in the capital city alone,
there's about 15,000 children between the ages of 7 and 14 that live on the streets.
Once a week, an Orphan's Heart partner reaches out to these kids.
They bring in these street children every week, and they give them a hot meal. They teach them Bible stories, have some recreation time, and just a couple of hours that they can bring them out of their typical environment into the church environment and hopefully teach them the love of God.
Orphan's Heart wants to provide more than just once-a-week programming for the 190 kids they serve, though. You can help with 4-week-long trips that will provide vacation Bible school-type programming. Our website has more information, but
if you are willing, if your heart is for the children there in Nicaragua, then we want you to sign up.
Meanwhile, MNN's Ruth Kramer is traveling with AMG International in Uganda, looking at the possibility of a partnership, a new ministry, and lots of hurdles.
Greg, in Uganda, the nurse-to-patient ratio is 1 in 5,000. Christian International School of Healthcare Professionals wants to partner with AMG International to offer an academic nurses program. In meeting with government officials, the team discovered the specific needs were more rural. AMG has a clinic in Bugonji, which is perfect for a program like this. CISHP's administrator, Dr. Carolyn Farrell, says,
perhaps with our nursing school, we could impact AMG's mission opportunities or their mission endeavors at the present time, where they don't actually have any training for professionals but are desperately in need of professionals to manage and to work in their clinics and hospitals.
A proposal's on the way. The team is asking prayer for more open doors. Tomorrow, we'll visit the clinic where the program could take place. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Kampala, Uganda.
And Kids Alive International is rejoicing over a classroom addition to a school in the Dominican Republic. 40 more Dominican kids were able to enroll last week. Nearly half of the country survives on less than $2 a day. Kids Alive is providing Christ-centered education that will break the poverty cycle. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you the book Praying for Your Family. Through this book, you'll learn foundational principles and biblical truths that will enable you to pray more effectively for your family, your first mission field. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.